Hi, I'm Henry Rongen back. Today we're going to talk about the role of the matchmaker minister. First of all, the matchmaker minister is a minister. Through the Christian Leaders Alliance, every minister role starts with a wedding officiant. It's sort of saying to the world that we really are about yoking together like-minded believers. And it's a ministry role. And then from there, how this goes, you can get further ministry roles, such as a field minister or a licensed minister, an ordained minister. There's coaching ministers. There are chaplain ministers. From these core roles, there are advanced roles. We call them diaconess roles are the core roles. We call presbyteros sort of intermediate roles. Then episcopos roles are more advanced. But whatever role that you land on and study for and become credentialed in, you can take the matchmaking specialization. So then you become a matchmaking minister. Now I say minister because that's who you are. By being a minister, you are established in a confidentiality clause that ministers are protected in confidentiality. And this is really crucial for a matchmaking ministry, ministry biz, a soul center. If you have that confidentiality, that is something that is very precious in the relationship with someone that's looking for their like-minded soulmate. So, you are a minister. You're trained in ministry. As field ministers, you are trained in how to make ministry presentations, in so many more roles, as licensed minister, ordained minister. All of those roles establish you as a minister. So you are then a minister who is also a matchmaking minister. In other words, you are called to help the process of Christian singles to find their soulmate in Jesus Christ. Now, because you're a minister, you will pray. You will offer the Word of God, the Christian perspective. You are excited about a soul who's connected to Christ, evangelism. You're a minister. You love the church. You love building the church through marriage. You can pray for your clients. You can offer spiritual guidance. Because you're a minister, you can officiate weddings. As a minister, you can invite those who are looking for their match into a community. You offer words of encouragement. You know that Jesus Christ is the center of all relationships. When someone comes to you, they're not going to just a matchmaker who, through social sciences and psychology, have a whole list of compatibilities. Now, we're all for compatibilities. We're all learning how youngest and oldest children connect. We're all learning various ways in which, you know, people interpersonally relate to one another. And we embrace that because as a minister, we're not threatened by the truths that creation displays. We're not threatened by science that glorifies God, but we're ministers. We see the transcendent. We see the role of God. When someone comes to us, they don't come to a matchmaker who has a fee. And when someone stays married for 6 months, they get the full fee. No, we're about lifelong relationships. We see the power of how when a man and a woman connected through the Holy Spirit, come together, we see how the kingdom of God is built. So, what's your role? It's a matchmaker, yes. It's a matchmaker who advises people who are looking for soulmates, yes. But you're a minister. A minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When you relate to someone, you relate as a servant of the Most High God. This is your calling. This is what you want to do. This is how you see the plans God has for you and how you are called to bless those coming together in the name of Jesus Christ.